This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know if that's fun for anybody else but us, but God, I love human nature. They're great guys.
There they are.
And they're up for anything.
I know. That's the best part about them. And the idea that I'm like, they took the time, however much time that was, to actually like craft the new Spence & Shawn jingle is amazing.
Yeah, we're doing a Motown thing. Let's make Spence Challenge jingle a Motown thing. It's like, are you kidding me right now? It's just fun. Lil Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Marissa Maestro from Silverado Ranch.
All right, then. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Hey, we've got Lowrider. We've got Lowrider Super Show tickets for you.
Yay, I've never been. I'm excited.
You should go. And I don't know why. I don't know why we didn't think about this, too. I mean, obviously, human nature's got... They got a show with the Venetians.
Right.
maybe we could have done a thing. We should have made it. We should have made a big deal. You know what? Do you want to go see human nature as well, Marissa?
Yes.
This is completely against the rules. Lil Jess is like... Great. I'll take the heat for it. We'll get you to human nature as well, okay?
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
I know a guy. We can
yeah, right.
We know somebody. I think we can make that happen. And even with all of that, it may not be the best part. Do you know what the best part is?
Kayla's got a joke.
You sure about that? Did you hear about the awful disease where people can't stop telling airport jokes?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know. Did you hear about the awful disease where people can't stop telling airport jokes?
Doctors say it could be terminal.
Wow.
Terminal. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
Marissa, doctors say it could be terminal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
She didn't get it.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Now you see, this is one of those funny things that happens sometimes. So you do it. You do a bit born out of Kayla's love for silly jokes.
Yes.
And then this is what happens. Now, I don't know about anybody else, people come up to me on the street and... Always two things, just sometimes three. It'll be something about the Aces or Rebel Athletics or, you know, or something like that. The Raiders coming. Somebody will say something like that. They'll ask if I'm going to be involved. I say, I don't know. And then they'll ask about Toy Drive. Whoa, almost time for Toy Drive. Yeah, yeah.
Very exciting.
Still 153 degrees out, though. So not yet.
Not quite there yet.
Not yet, but can't wait. Can't wait for a little chillier weather. And then they go, Hey, you can see Kayla? Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine I will. at some point, imagine I will. Ah, give her this joke.
Right?
And then they, does that happen, y'all?
Yeah. All the time.
It happens in here. I tell her, hey, I got one for you, Kayla.
Yeah, honestly, you're the worst. You're the worst offense.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, for someone that doesn't like the, when I tell dad jokes, you tell me so many dad jokes.
He rolls his eyes so hard that my head hurts. You know what I mean? I can't believe that you don't have like a sprained eyeball.
Uh-huh.
Because you roll your eyes so hard.
Yeah, I'm an eye roller.
And yet, yeah, you throw.
I pass off gems like, why couldn't the chimpanzee get into his apartment? Because he lost his monkeys.
Seeing you're just encouraging the
people. I told a joke like that like 2 years ago, okay? I told a key joke, so.
So 2017, Spence.
God.
That's so
sick. You're ripping off my stuff.
I was just trying to back up your point that people do that. That's
well,
all
and with
doing.
That. And with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, James got a joke. James, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
I love that. Because Lil Jess goes, I don't know if you guys have time for this or not, But James is on the phone. He wants to tell Kayla some jokes. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make time. We're 55 minutes commercial free. We'll make time for James. So, James, go ahead.
Okay. Why do girls like big bananas?
Oh, God, this feels
okay,
bad.
Okay. Okay.
I did tell him nothing
now,
dirty.
Okay. Now, this is an important moment in the time, in the evolution of a radio show. Do we go ahead? Do we go ahead and let
the sad part is the setup is possibly funnier than the punchline.
Mm.
Oh, do you know the punchline?
No, but I have a feeling it's
I do girls like big bananas.
Just
okay, Lil Jess, hang on. We'll put the show on hold just for 1 second.
We gotta vet this answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, please hold. The punchline to this joke is very important to us. But so are our jobs.
Yes.
At least for now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in contract negotiations, you see, and we don't need them to be able to use this against us. We can't give you any money. You people are reckless.
With your big banana jokes.
Joe banana. You let James on there doing banana jokes. What are you people, nuts? You feel like you have jobs at all. Get out of our office.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And go do a great show and be cheerful tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jess, would you mind going and finding out what the punchline to that is?
No problem.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, we've got them on hold. The wrong one.
Would you like
Spence's Song of the Week. That's it, yeah. I can never find the Spence's Song of the Week music except when I don't need it.
Right. Well, that's a long-ass punchline.
Literally, she's, yeah.
It's two words. It's something
I think Lil Jess is setting up a date.
By the way, I want you to hang up on him.
That is the way to set up a date with Lil Jess is to start telling her banana jokes, big banana jokes.
Like, I'm interested. Why are you telling that one? Okay, safe or not safe? That's all you got
to
say.
You're
the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
I trust you as the phone screener and executive producer of the Chevy Cannon Show for you to make solid decisions.
It's not dirty. My only concern.
Safe or not safe.
Safe.
These
then.
Are
it's
your
not
choices.
Dirty.
These are your choices. Safe or not safe, and the continuation and employment of the show cast members quite possibly depend on your decision.
Yes. All right. Well, being that it is possibly my last day, it is safe.
Ah.
All right, then.
I got my finger on the button. Don't worry, Jet.
Restart the joke music. I don't know.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm looking in Lil Jess's eyes. Oh, I'm sure it's fine for you. It's fine. It's great for you. I question her judgment.
Never question my judgment.
Oh, Every day.
I question your judgment. All right, so let's start again. So, James, what was the setup here?
Why do girls like big bananas?
Why, James? Pray tell. Please, why?
They have appeal.
See, that's...
Oh, you should have blocked it because... Right.
I knew that's what it was going to be.
It's not safe because it sucks.
See, that's why we question your judgment. James, that's awful.
You guys built it up too big for me.
Yeah.
No, that was adorable.
That's what she said.
I was just concerned that it
I got a blonde joke for you.
All right. Oh, great. A blonde joke. Sure.
Okay. I asked this blonde, I said, how many D's are in Indiana Jones? And she thinks about it and she scratches her head and says 27. I said, how do you get 27 D's out of Indiana Jones? She goes, you know, dee-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Lil Jess, if James is so kind just to call back, please award him with a brand new Centennial Toyota custom P1 Chet Buchanan Show shirt. Would you be so kind as to make that happen?
Yeah, I might be a little kind.
So kind of you.
Yes. Try something different and be nice to the listeners. Actually,
right.
she's very nice to the listeners.
Yeah.
In fact, when she first took over the job, because this moves pretty fast sometimes, and Jess is so customer service focused It was like, dude, songs are only like 3 minutes long. We got to go. She's like, I know, but these are our customers, and I have to take good care of it. I couldn't argue with her.
No.
I couldn't.
It's a great justification.
I really understand. I need the freaking caller.
And now I'm mean.
Yeah, she's like, shut up.
Are you mean? I don't think so. Everyone says you're so
now
nice.
I'm like, yeah, let's just get to the point. What's the point? Tell me
all right,
what you
all right, let's role play.
Oh, God.
All right, time for the role play. That's the phone ringing.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a British phone.
Answer the phone already, Jess.
Yeah,
he wanted a role play.
No, this is typical.
Uber RJ will be the first one to tell you.
Can you see my number on the caller ID? Is that why you're not picking up?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, is this Kayla?
What's your name?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your name?
Hmm?
What's your name?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I'd have hung up on him right away.
Hung up?
Yeah, I would have hung up on you.
No, that's terrible. I'm confused. It's a new situation.
Wait, I don't know if that was the Chet Buchanan Show.
I've never been in this position before. I don't know what to do.
You said Jim Bob Cooter. You know what you're doing. I'd hang up on him.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't trying to be.
And I apparently wasn't role-playing really well because I already knew you were messing with her and I still would have hung up on you.
Dude. No wonder people don't call this show anymore. Now I'm learning a lot of things today. Thank you again to Ice Cube and for Human Nature coming in, being part of the show today. I would like to, because we do have those new Centennial Toyota Custom Special P1 Chet Buchanan Show shirts. I think that we should play a quick round of Who in the Room?
Yeah. Who in the Room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
It's that part of the show where we find out what you think about us and what we think about each other and what everybody thinks of everybody. And it's super easy. We just need one P1 to call 702-364-9898.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the mornings.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Who in the room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
All right, let's take a swing at this. Lil Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Pedro, I don't know why I drew a blank. Waipina, Centennial Hills.
Hey, Pedro, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We need a number between 1 and 250.
Let's go with 73.
Let's go with 73. I like 73. Let's go to 73. Oh, who in the room has the most Instagram followers?
Ooh, I would say Chet.
I wouldn't.
Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I think it's Kayla, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Kayla, I'll bet it's not even close.
Yeah.
How many of yours are Russian bots?
Half.
How many? Good answer. How many do you have?
I think I'm at like 8,300, maybe.
Much closer than I thought.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm at 8,700.
Nice. I'm over 8,000.
Are you? Oh,
you're
awesome.
Really close.
I guess I've never gone and looked. I just know whenever I get an alert that.
If I was a girl with a nice booty and some cleavage,
yep.
Man, I'd have 80,000, but I'd have a million followers.
I have 173.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice. You need more of those Phil Mickelson shirtless
right?
pics.
I need to take more pictures of my booty.
Yeah, you got to start taking
Jess,
that shirt
how many
off,
do you
bro?
Have?
I have no idea.
You've never looked at it? I guess
1,400.
It's a funny thing, though, the Instagram, because I used to have 8,300, and then all of a sudden 300 of them went away.
Mm.
Like Instagram went through and purged.
They cleaned them out.
Yeah, cleaned them out.
Mm.
So I don't know. Mm. And Instagram, you know, I mean, they can follow you, and you don't have to follow them.
That is very true.
How many are you following?
About 1,000. So 987.
See, this is the difference. She can get 80, well, how many did you say?
8,700.
8,700 by following back 1,000. I get 8,000 by following 10,000.
No, that's not true.
I follow 40.
That is how it works, though.
I follow 4,200.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4,199 of them are girls.
If like P1s follow me and they say something, I'm like, oh, you're a P1. I'll follow you. I love it.
Yeah. If you're from Las Vegas, I'll follow you. I'll probably follow you back. If you're, honestly, and you're a girl from Las Vegas, I'll follow you back. I don't need to see pictures of dudes. I don't care.
In your bio, if it says hashtag fit girl, you're in.
You're not with me.
Right,
you're...
Pedro? You with me, Pedro?
I like that idea.
You're annoying and you take yourself too seriously. For me, I'm not following that. Because, you know, at some point, I'm going to see, you're going to post a motivational saying and your lunch. And I don't need it.
Nope, I don't.
All right, Pedro, another number between 1 and 250.
Let's go with number 3.
Okay. Pedro, in your opinion, sir, who in the room has the weirdest laugh? Oh, I got mine.
I'd say Kayla.
No.
Got Kayla for that?
No, I don't.
Spencer, yeah.
Really?
Got?
Little Jess. Little Jess's laugh.
I can't say little Jess because she reminds me of my family. It's actually really funny. The way she laughs.
Makes sense.
Yeah, she reminds my family too. The ones I don't see by choice.
Mine's not weird.
Yours okay. is.
Yeah, yours is easy.
Mine is not weird.
It's
mine
is the weirdest. No. Most unique. Weirdest. Who's got
I'm trying to remember the last time I heard Spence like laugh. And that so that's the reason it's hard for
so
me
fake.
To.
Your cold, dark heart. I don't remember when I ever heard Spence laugh.
He I'm trying smiles. To remember it. So.
But Chet, who is it? It's
no,
Jess.
It's Jess.
It's obviously
it's all day Jess.
Yeah.
Who is it for you?
Weird? Weird laugh?
Yeah. Who in the room Kayla. Has the weirdest laugh?
Kayla.
No, I'd say you over me. I mean, like, I have a weird, like, boy laugh, probably, but yours,
boy, what's
yours
a boy
is you.
Laugh?
Like,
how's you it, should wait, laugh like that more
go,
often. Yeah,
how does it go again? It's true. Like my godson. Uncle Chad. Right.
I don't say yours is weird. I say yours is unique,
right.
And that's the only reason I give it to it. Jess has a unique
thing.
Laugh.
It's a synonym weird. Yeah.
We barely have enough time for just one more.
Okay.
One more.
Sorry.
Pedro, one more.
All right, let's go with 111.
All right, man. 111. Who in the room always has to have the latest technology before anybody else? Pedro, who do you think that is?
That's a good one. Spence.
Oh, that's funny.
No,
it's totally not him.
Oh, no, it's totally him.
What do you mean? What was the last thing that he bought that he was like, I need to have this because it came out yesterday?
None of us are those kind of people.
I do have an iPhone 4S. I am pretty up to date.
I expected Pedro would say me, but I don't care. In fact, I wish I cared more. See, you're on the under.
I'm telling you, it's little. Jess.
I thought I was going to go with Spence.
I was going with Spence, too.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I was going to go with little Jess.
And it wasn't even close.
I really am not.
Little Jess.
I probably have the oldest TVs of anybody in this room. I refuse to buy a new TV because although I can tell that the quality's not that great, I'm not buying a new TV until it dies.
The only reason I say Little Jess is because she has a kid, so they usually have to go buy all like the new games and stuff that come out. So I would say Little Jess in that aspect.
I have a kid, so I don't get to use my own money.
No, and listen, I know Spence, you don't need the 4K or the curved screen or all that, but you should at least have color. You know you should. The black and white.
12-inch.
It's ridiculous at this point. Pedro, thank you.
Who in the room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.